Now we turn to alcohol use on campus. Students drink for many reasons, of course, and it turns out one reason is that alcohol is especially enticing to the teenage brain. Here's NPR's Patty Naiman.
There's no question alcohol is a major factor in the majority of sexual assaults on campus. Federal health officials say more than 80% of college students drink, and about half say they binge drink. Think of it as a perfect storm, says Dr. Sharon Levy, a collusion of the brain's biology with a hard-to-resist environment. Levy's a pediatrician at Boston Children's Hospital.
We know more and more about adolescent brain development now, and different parts of the brain undergo development at different times in one's life.
18-year-olds are legally considered adults, but their brains are sort of stuck in adolescence, not fully developed until the mid-20s. And at 18, the time they typically enter college, the part of their brain in charge of seeking reward and stimulation is in full gear.
During adolescence, we have a period of time when kids are very highly motivated to seek extreme experiences and reward.
Without, and this is key, without the full functioning of the part of the brain responsible for judgment, the part that could put the brakes on impulsive behavior.
They're more likely to do things even though their judgment is impaired, and some of those things may be dangerous. They're more likely to drive a car, they're more likely to go for a swim. And frankly, they're more likely to, have sexual contact.
Levy says if you wanted to create an environment to maximize drinking, this would be it. A brain wired for stimulation in an unsupervised environment that offers lots of it. In fact, Levy says kids who go to college drink a lot more than their peers who aren't in college.
I would say these days, as kids are going into college, they're actually expecting to drink. They're expecting that alcohol will be part of that culture. And that's because it's been highly publicized. And we've created a situation in which there is an expectation that drinking, and in fact, heavy drinking, is just part of the college experience.
It's an experience many teens just aren't prepared for. Last year, Alexa was a freshman at a West Coast college. She agreed to discuss her drinking experiences with us, but since alcohol's not legal for her or her classmates under 21, we agreed not to use her full name. Alexa didn't drink or party in high school, so it was a real shocker, she says, when she got to college and alcohol was everywhere.
You just step outside your door and there's a whole community, right there. And it's easy. There's no challenge to it.
And parties where drinking games abound, no problem there either.
In college, I'd say there's probably a party, I'd say 5 days out of the week.
And even if it's not a party, Alexa says, kids drink in their dorm rooms while playing board games or cards. At first, she just wasn't interested. Then she felt other students viewed her as unapproachable, even judgmental, and that's not how she wanted to come across. So Alexa started going to parties and drinking. She got drunk a number of times and made some bad choices.
I made a fool out of myself, and my decision to fit in backfired on me in the sense that when I did become inebriated, I didn't act how I usually act, and I didn't present myself in a way which I'm proud of. I was just loud and obnoxious, and I probably was a little too honest with some people who I was just meeting, and I'm not proud of that.
Even so, Alexa says she was on the luckier side. She didn't pass out, go to the hospital, or get alcohol poisoning. But plenty of students do. More than 500,000 between the ages of 18 and 24 get injured while under the influence. Federal health officials say more than 1,800 die. Harvard epidemiologist Elisa Weitzman wanted to know why some teens with little drinking experience in high school become binge drinkers in college while others don't. Weitzman conducted a national survey of college freshmen.
The largest single factor that predicted the uptake of binge drinking for freshmen coming to college was the price they paid for a drink. Enormously increased their risk.
And in most college towns, Weitzman says the price is right.
The way the bars compete is through volume discounts. They make alcohol very cheap at the per-drink level. The bar makes money through volume.
And information about the dangers of alcohol, Weitzman found it didn't make any difference. The only factor was price. Hence, ladies' night, two-for-one night, all which appeal to underage kids who have fake IDs or aren't asked to prove they're 21 and legally able to drink. But there is some positive news. Weitzman says when colleges partner with local communities to put rules in place and enforce them to reduce college drinking, it works. Students actually drink less and report fewer hangovers, missed classes, or academic problems. Vandalism goes down. So does drunk driving and injuries. It's not clear whether sexual assault is reduced because so many cases are never reported. Patty Naiman, NPR News.